Let's talk a little Boston Bruins hockey as we welcome in our friend Ty Anderson from 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston. Hello there, Ty.
Hey, Rich, what's going on?
Oh, just getting through a Monday here, trying to brace ourselves for the coming drop into the deep freeze later in the week.
Yeah, it's great. We have two settings now. We either have 50 degrees or minus 10, no in between, apparently. So, yeah, I was actually just saying, Kara, I didn't know about this until last night, and I had to double-check it because it didn't seem real. It felt like a very mean prank that someone was playing on us. But, no, I guess it's real, so I can't wait to not leave my home for 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about the Bruins, who have gone a little ice cold themselves as late. As you pointed out, it took 50 games, but I guess we can call this a slump now.
Yeah, I think so. And it was bound to happen, right? I mean, listen, it's better happening in games, you know, 48 through 50 versus happening in say, you know, games 4, 5, and 6 of the playoff series, right? So you'll take it in the now. You know, I still think that their structure, you know, when they're on their game is good. I still think their players obviously are you know, better than what they've shown these last few days. So it's just a tough stretch, right? And it collides with tougher opponents. It's a 3-game and 4-night stretch, beginning with Tampa Bay, who's been fantastic at home of late. You have Florida, who's playing for their team, and every night they take the ice. They're just so far out of it, they're trying to stay alive. And then you have Carolina, who, in my opinion, Carolina is the second-best team in hockey besides, you know, behind the Boston Bruins. And I would say they are as dangerous, if not just as good, on home ice as the Bruins have been. So just kind of a nightmare, you know, all coming together at once here for the Bruins. But no reason to panic just yet, in my opinion.
Well, we've got one more game before we head into the All-Star break, and certainly not an easy one, on the road against the Maple Leafs on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? You know, yesterday, if you look at their analytics, the Bruins, they had one of their lowest, you know, chance-generating shot output kind of games. The only game that was ahead of it was that November 5th game up in Toronto that the Bruins lost Maple Leafs by a 2-1 score. So, you know, I think that the Maple Leafs have enough weapons to make life uncomfortable for the Bruins on the road. And I think, conversely, I think the Bruins can make things uncomfortable for the Toronto Maple Leafs at the Garden. So another series where I think the home team has a noticeable advantage over the road team. But the Bruins should come through with a spirited effort, you'd think. They're trying to avoid their first 4-game losing streak in what I believe would be about 3 years. Honestly, if I had to go back and look at it, I want to say 2019, I think, was their last 4-game losing streak. So something that hasn't happened to this team in a long time. So I expect a really recharged, refocused team so they can head into the break on a positive note.
And Toronto will be down a couple of guys, no Austin Matthews and no Matt Murray on Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, Ilya Samsonov is their goaltender, you know, and he's kind of been up and down this year. He's had some really good games, really bad games. I thought he played well against the Bruins, limited showing, I know, but I thought he played decent enough. You're curious what he's going to look like in that game. No Austin Matthews is a big one. Austin Matthews, I think, has been just awesome against the Bruins. He's been awesome this season, really. He just can really make something out of nothing at the drop of a hat. So it puts the strain on the rest of their lineup. What I will say about the Toronto Maple Leafs this year, though, is that they are a better team than I thought in terms of defensive play, defensive structure. I think that's something that has really kind of been harped on and adjusted. So I'd like to see how the Bruins attack them. You know, they got some good pieces back there. So it's not the weakness it was, you know, say 4 or 5 years ago. So I want to get another read on how the Bruins are going to approach that challenge.
One of the things that the Bruins have been struggling with recently has been the power play. Is that a personnel issue? Is it great defense by other teams or just bad luck?
I think it's probably a mix of bad luck and personnel. I think that they really missed Jake DeBrusk in that net front role. He was really sort of coming into his own when it came to, you know, extending plays, maintaining possession, making the right read, getting enough of a tip on a shot to get it through. So I think they're missing him. You know, they've won a majority of their games without him in action, but after a while, I think you start to notice his, you know, his absence in terms of the team speed, the power play effectiveness, as you're mentioning. But I think that, you know, it's one less weapon that teams have to worry about, right? And that's not a knock on Taylor Hall. It's just that Jake DeBrusque has been fantastic in that role, right? So you take him away, and teams can basically key in on Bergeron more or key in on David Pastrnak more. One thing I'm noticing is I think that teams are just more aggressive against the Bruins' power play. They're taking them out of their comfort zone. You know, some teams are content to let Brad Marchand sit back and make his plays and, you know, move the puck around. Other teams are saying, no, we're going to take that away from you. And I think you've seen more of the latter in recent games, and that's why the drought is kind of extended for the Bruins there.
We're talking with Ty Anderson here on Downtown. You wrote a few days ago about the upcoming trade deadline and what the Bruins might be looking for or should be looking for, and you think that that list should begin with getting some defensive help.
Yeah, I think so. You know, maybe it's just, you know, I'm scared beyond belief because I've seen this team have to go 11, you know, 10, 11 deep into their bag in terms of defensemen and multiple postseason runs. You never want that to happen again. But, you know, you look at it, right? I mean, listen, Matt Grzelcyk has the injury concerns, right? Brandon Carlo has the injury concerns. Connor Clifton is playing the best hockey of his life. Is that sustainable, right? So, you have two injury question marks, and you have a consistency question mark as well. So I think if you could upgrade that spot, you know, bring in someone who maybe is a bit more polished than Jake Zboril. Jake Zboril has not played nearly enough this season to give me any sort of confidence that he's going to be ready to go. So I'd be curious. I mean, that's where I would go if I were upgrading. I think there are some guys out there. You know, one guy that interests me is out in Columbus, Vladislav Gavrikov. He's a 6'3" left-shot defenseman. Plays a ton of penalty killing work, and he's only a -6, which on Columbus, you know, they're almost -70 as a team. It's actually pretty good when you think about it. So I think he's the guy that'd be of interest. Now, could they make it work trade capital wise? I'm not sure, but that's where I'd look if I'm the Bruins.
And if they do look to trade in terms of assets, are they better off dealing somebody from the Providence roster or one of those future draft picks?
Well, you know, if it came to draft picks, they don't have a lot, right? They don't have a second-round pick in this year or next year. And that's kind of been the number one piece that's been moved by Don Sweeney throughout his tenure as GM. He's always moved second-round picks. He's been pretty, you know, he's been pretty consistent with that. So they don't have that. You know, Providence, not a lot of guys that I think would net you a huge return. I'd be curious, though, if teams would want someone like Brett Harrison, who's having a breakout year in the OHL. He's 2 years after his draft year, so maybe teams are seeing his potential now. But it's going to take some craftiness from the Bruins, right? Their cap situation, their prospect pool, their pick pool, everything is kind of limited, right? So the Bruins may very well only have room in their deck for one move, right? And you want to make sure you hit a home run there, but that's going to be the other topic of debate between now on the deadline for the Bruins internally, I think.
Does the All-Star break come at a pretty good time for the team if they can get a win on Wednesday?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, you know, they are tired. It sounds like an excuse, but it is reality. I think for this team in a lot of ways, you know, we've talked about before, Rich, is that this team has taken every team's best shot for about 40 games now. They are the measuring stick. They are the standard for the rest of the league. So I think when you take that kind of punishment, you need a break. And I think the Bruins are at the point where the schedule is getting a bit more condensed. You know, there's more back-to-backs. There's more 3-4s. So I think they do need a break. So I think it'd come at a great time, get the batteries recharged, you know, feel good about yourself based on what happens Wednesday night. And then you come back because it's not getting any easier. I mean, their March is still insane. Their April is full of back-to-back, so they got to get their rest while they can.
Ty Anderson from 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston. Ty, great talking with you as always. Appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you again soon and enjoy the All-Star break. Now, what do you do for All-Star break? Do you kick back a little bit?
I have to. I have 50 games of this, and I'm ready to just turn off the computer for about a week. So I'll be doing that. You know, I got some other stuff too lined up, so it'll be good, though, just to kind of, you know, get my own batteries recharged a little bit. And I'm just writing about it. Imagine playing in it. So I think we all need the break, honestly.
Absolutely. Well, we'll talk with you on the other side. Thanks, Ty.
Anytime.
Ty Anderson from the Sports Hub in Boston on the Bruins.